Lesson 20, Listening B. William, Duke of Normandy, conquered England in 1066. One of the first tasks he undertook as king was the building of a fortress in the city of London. This structure, called the White Tower, was begun in 1066 and completed several years later by William's son, William Rufus. Today, the White Tower stands at the centre of an 18-acre complex of buildings that is called the Tower of London. In addition to the White Tower, there are 19 other towers. The Thames River flows by one side of the complex. A large moat, or shallow ditch, surrounds it. Once filled with water, it was drained in 1843 and is now covered with grass. The Tower of London is the city's most popular tourist attraction. Within its walls, a great deal of fascinating history has taken place. The tower has served as a fortress, a royal residence, a prison, the Royal Mint, Public Records Office, an observatory, military barracks, place of execution, and the City Zoo. Today it houses the Crown Jewels. As recently as 1941, the tower was used as a prison for Adolf Hitler's associate, Rudolf Hess. Other prominent prisoners over the centuries have included Sir Walter Raleigh, who was executed there in 1618, two wives of Henry VIII, Anne Boleyn, and Catherine Howard, Elizabeth I before she became Queen, Sir Thomas More, and Thomas Cromwell. It was in the Bloody Tower that the two princes, Edward V and his brother, the Duke of York, were believed to have been murdered in 1483 on orders from Richard III. Most buildings in the tower complex are not open to the public. Many of the structures, including some of the towers, serve as homes for the more than 50 families of those who work at the tower. Among them are the yeoman warders, more familiarly known as beefeaters, who guard the buildings and grounds. Of the places open to visitors, the White Tower, the Jewel House, located in the Waterloo Barracks, and the Royal Fusiliers Museum are the most popular.